The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome one and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RG Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every day at about 3 o'clock Central Time. My Twitter or Periscope, that's at RG Ochoa. You can also watch along live on the Blogging the Boys Facebook Live feed. You can listen to the podcast version of the show on all Apple and Android devices. Go subscribe and you'll get access to all of our shows at BTB. Happy Monday. It is January 14th, 2018, the first Monday of the off season. It is officially draft season, free agency season, team building, team roster season. There's a lot of things that go into this time of year as the Dallas Cowboys season ended on Saturday night in Los Angeles. And there's a lot to talk about, really, this particular Monday. A bit of personal news before we get into that on the subject of football. If you follow me, you might know that I co-host a Saturday morning show on ESPN San Antonio, the Saturday Morning Hangover, and ESPN San Antonio is actually now your official home for the San Antonio Commanders of the Alliance of American Football League that will be starting the weekend after the Super Bowl. Myself and my co-host, James Pledger, will be doing your pre- and post-game show on 1250 ESPN San Antonio. So if you're looking for football in the spring, something to pass the offseason by, if you're a Cowboys fan, the Alliance League will be a lot of fun. And if you're looking for a team, latch onto the Commanders. We're going to have a great time. Lots of familiar faces. If you're a Cowboys fan, Richard Ash is on the Commanders. Scott Daly, long snapper, the Cowboys took the training camp. Mikhail McKay, Duke Thomas. There's a lot of Cowboys on this team that I think you'll enjoy rooting for. So that's just a bit of personal news to get out of the way. But on the subject of the Cowboys, the subject of the day of Monday, January 14th, was Scott Linehan. Now, it is Monday following a Cowboys game, which means that Jason Garrett appeared on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and it was a weird way to start the morning. And if you've been following along, we have a recap sort of sorts at bloggingtheboys.com if you want to go get caught up. Jason Garrett said on The Fan that Scott Linehan would be returning to the Cowboys as their offensive coordinator in 2019, and that there really wouldn't be any major changes to the coaching staff. Now, as you can imagine, people were pissed. People were not happy. People were upset. People were bothered. People did not like that Jason Garrett seemingly had Scott Linehan's back, because if you're just joining the Dallas Cowboys fan base, people are ready to move on and get a new offensive coordinator on the team. Now, that was Monday morning. A few hours later, Stephen Jones took to 105.3 The Fan's airwaves and said, "Hey, you know what, man? We still have a lot of conversations to have. We still have a lot of decisions to make. We still have a lot going on. Nothing's really final. Nothing's real final yet. We still got to figure things out." So that's, that was kind of, okay, you know what? Maybe Garrett kind of had his boys back, because it's well known how close Jason Garrett and Scott Linehan are. Maybe he was being kind. Maybe Stephen Jones is trying to put to bed all the chaos that ensued because people were so upset about this. And then Jason Garrett took to the podium because, again, it was the Monday following a Cowboys game. So Jason Garrett took to the podium for his final season press conference on Monday afternoon. You can read our recap at bloggingtheboys.com as well. And he gave us a lot of information. We'll get to all of it. But he kind of himself walked back his own Scott Linehan comments from earlier in the morning. In fact, when asked, well, what did you mean when you said, you know, he will be back this morning? Jason Garrett actually said, I don't know what I said. He actually said that. Jason Garrett said he didn't know, didn't remember what he said. We're talking about one of the most analytical and calculated and smart-minded head coaches in the National Football League. Did not remember what he said on 105.3 The Fan on Monday morning. That, to me, smells like Jason Garrett doing the moonwalk. Obviously, there was a point of contention, it seems like, because there was a fallout. If you follow the Cowboys on Twitter and Cowboys Twitter's people and you know, the culture that exists there, you know that the fallout from Jason Garrett's comments in the morning was not good for him or for the Cowboys or for Scott Linehan. People were upset. And so Jason Garrett, after a few hours, you know, let this whole situation kind of marinate, Jason Garrett came out and said, well, I don't know what I said. I mean, you know, we're going to have a meeting. We're going to talk about this. And again, kind of left the door open for Scott Linehan potentially leaving the Cowboys. Now, after that, because at that point, you kind of thought, okay, you know what? Garrett was saying whatever he did this morning, but at least now him and Stephen Jones are on the same page. They're going to figure this out. We'll see what happens. A little while after his press conference ended, John Michaud of the Dallas Morning News tweeted out that regardless of how Jason Garrett worded what he did, whether it be Monday morning or Monday afternoon, that the plan is for Scott Linehan to return as the Cowboys' offensive coordinator in 2019. And that's kind of where we're at. It's a hard situation to find some clarity in. It's a hard idea to solve. It's a hard puzzle to put together. But right now, all we know is that there is chaos kind of ensuing. And on the subject of Jason Garrett's press conference on Monday, it was not good. And I say this as somebody who has supported Jason Garrett over the second half of the Cowboys season. I think that what he did on the field certainly showed a lot of improvement in the culture of the team. We've talked about how the Cowboys fight for him, etc., and talked about and supported the idea that he should be extended. In fact, during his press conference, Jason Garrett was asked whether he or his representatives, because Jason Garrett has agents, he was asked if any of them have been in touch with the Jones family about a possible extension. And he said no. He said no. And we've heard many different times. We heard after the Cowboys beat the Jaguars 40-7 that Jerry Jones is kind of thinking about an extension. We heard from NFL Network's Ian Rappaport on Saturday morning, just a few days ago, that it seemed like the Cowboys were going to talk to Jason Garrett over the offseason about an extension. And so for Jason Garrett to come out and say that there had not been any conversations of any sort did just kind of feel awkward. It felt awkward, if we're being honest. And in fact, what was really awkward was Jason Garrett was asked if he felt he had the authority to make decisions when it came to things like the coaching staff, when it came to things like, they didn't specifically name Scott Linehan or the offensive coordinator, but you get the point. And Jason Garrett, I think in an effort to be political, said, well, I don't own the team. Jerry Jones owns the team. He said that, you know, things are a collaborative effort for the Cowboys, but that ultimately, Jerry Jones has the final say. That was a really interesting answer. It's the truth, but it was a really interesting answer in that specific moment. This day, Monday, January 14th, was not a good day for Jason Garrett because he was so flippy-floppy. Again, just the spark notes of this, when it comes to Scott Linehan specifically, Monday morning, Jason Garrett says Scott Linehan will return to the Cowboys as their offensive coordinator in 2019. Monday afternoon, Stephen Jones says that, well, let's hold it. Not everything's been decided. Later Monday afternoon, Jason Garrett says, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with Scott Linehan. We'll see. I don't remember what I said Monday morning. And just after that, Jason Garrett reportedly says that Scott Linehan will indeed return as the Cowboys offensive coordinator. Again, not the best day for Jason Garrett. Other things he said that don't have to do with Scott Linehan that are very important. Jason Garrett said in his press conference that Travis Frederick is looking to be a full participant in off-season activities. That is huge news. That is enormous news. That is fantastic news. The Cowboys managed to win 10 games and win a division title in a playoff game without their all-pro and all-world center, Travis Frederick. So to get him back is going to be just incredible for this team. Ezekiel Elliott still managed to lead the NFL in rushing despite Frederick's absence. To get him back after everything he's been through will be incredible. Jason Garrett also said that he wants Sean Lee back. This has been a point of contention with a lot of Cowboys fans, people saying, oh, it's time to let Sean Lee walk, it's Wolf Hunter time, etc., etc., etc. Jason Garrett, and these things could change. And in Jason Garrett's defense, you know, it's not like the guy's going to walk out there, you know, the day after or 2 days after the season ends and say, yeah, we don't want Sean Lee back. He said they want Sean Lee back, and that could just be lip service for now, but it is worth saying that he did say that. Additionally, when asked about DeMarcus Lawrence, who is without question the biggest free agent to be on the Cowboys, Jason Garrett said, yeah, I mean, there's not a bigger priority for us than DeMarcus Lawrence. So lots of important things to take away from that. He also said that he had not spoken with David Irving yet, did say that he'd spoken with upwards of 65-ish members of the Cowboys so far in exit interviews. But David Irving, it does seem like, will not be back with the Cowboys. That seems to make sense. But overall, a very, very confusing day for the Cowboys, for Jason Garrett, for Scott Linehan. And a lot of people speculated, myself included, that maybe the Cowboys were waiting to move on from Scott Linehan because they're coaching in the Pro Bowl. If you missed it, the Cowboys will indeed be commanding the NFC side of the Pro Bowl. And a lot of people thought, well, you know what, if they're going to coach in the Pro Bowl, maybe they want to take Scott Linehan there, get him a free trip to Orlando, get him a pass at Disney World, have him ride one of the rides, who knows. But Jason Garrett did say that the Pro Bowl would not influence whether or not they made a move along the coaching staff. It would be hard. It would be kind of amazing. And I say that obviously not in the way it sounds, but it would be kind of amazing if the Cowboys, through everything they've been through this past season, still brought back Scott Linehan. And that would, I think, cause a riot. I don't think that's exaggerating. I think that would actually cause a riot if the Cowboys brought back Scott Linehan, because this offense clearly held this team back. You know, and obviously so many things went wrong in Los Angeles. In fact, in a bit of an embarrassing note, and while this does happen a lot, The Ringer reported on Sunday that the Rams players on offense knew what the Cowboys were going to do on defense. The Rams players had picked up the Cowboys tells and tips in terms of things that would suggest what they were doing, and so the Rams were able to just bully the Cowboys all over the place. So the last week has not been glowing for this coaching staff, which is why changes certainly have to be made. We have seen that Jason Garrett is not afraid to make a coaching change. He talked about that in his press conference, how they obviously fired Paul Alexander and made a move and promoted Mark Colombo, etc. But it does seem time for the Cowboys to make a decision and make a move and really make a change at offensive coordinator, because the offense, you know, kind of needs to work. That's the world we live in. That's the way the NFL operates in 2019. You've got to be able to score points, and the Cowboys just aren't on that level. You know, you think about this. The Cowboys won 11 games this season if you count the playoff victory over the Seahawks. 10 of those 11 wins were by one possession. In 10 of their 11 victories, the Cowboys won by one possession. The only game that the Cowboys won by more than one possession was that win over the Jaguars that we mentioned, when they won 40-7. And you think about this, they have a great defense. We know that they have a great run game. They have a great receiver in Amari Cooper. They have a quarterback that has characteristics and traits of a great quarterback in Dak Prescott. And really, forget everything else. Just focus on Dak Prescott. If you are the Dallas Cowboys and you believe that Dak has just one hair of a chance, 1%, one modicum of an opportunity to be an elite quarterback, you have to get somebody in there to help him. We've seen that across the NFL from so many teams. If you have a young quarterback, the most important thing, the quarterback's best friend, people used to say a rookie quarterback's best friend is a tight end. No. A young quarterback's best friend is a coach that understands his strengths, that understands how to use him, that isn't afraid to use him, and doesn't limit what he's able to do offensively. Dak Prescott does not have that. Dak Prescott isn't afforded the same benefits as, say, a Pat Mahomes or, say, a Jared Goff or even a Mitchell Trubisky. Dak Prescott's successes have come in spite of Scott Linehan. That's a really unfortunate truth, but it's the reality of the situation and the reality of who the Dallas Cowboys are. And if they brought back Scott Linehan, this team, let's be very, very clear, let's be very, very honest, this team is very young and has a lot of potential and really is what? This team is what? You can answer on Twitter, Periscope, or Facebook Live. This is the what best team in the NFC. This is the fourth best team in the NFC at absolute worst. I mean, yeah, you have to figure that the Packers will be back with Aaron Rodgers, and you have to figure that the 49ers will make some noise, certainly, with Jimmy Garoppolo coming back, and if they do get Antonio Brown, etc. But at the very, very worst, the Cowboys are, what, the fourth best team in the NFC? They're clearly behind the Rams. They're clearly behind the Saints. They're obviously in contention with the Eagles. They can contend with anybody outside Los Angeles and New Orleans. And so if you are going to be that team, you need to be able to score points. And this is a window of time. Jerry Jones' infamous words when it came to the window of Tony Romo and Jason Witten, that window is shut, that window is locked, that window has cement on both sides of it. However, you are staring at another window from a contractual perspective, from a salary cap perspective, and from a youth perspective in terms of what Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper offer you. And not just them, I mean, the Hot Boys and DeMarcus Lawrence if he's back, and Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith and Byron Jones and Chido Awuzie and all these guys. And you cannot throw it away. The time, the opportunity, the moment is now. And if you squander it with an offense that is led by Scott Linehan, you're doing yourself a disservice. And it's really unfair. The Cowboys are going to have to pay a lot of people. They're going to have to make some decisions whether they do want to pay or extend Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott this offseason, Amari Cooper among that list as well. And it just, it would be to a degree criminal to try to do that with limiting themselves under a Scott Linehan offense. I think conventional wisdom does say that the Cowboys probably make a decision to move on. I think we all kind of feel that way, and we just feel that Monday was a really bad day, a really bad look for Jason Garrett. But it does not inspire confidence that this was so wishy-washy and that he tried to show loyalty more than he was willing to be able to make a cold, hard decision in terms of moving on from Scott Linehan. The most popular answer and most popular response to Jason Garrett's words in the morning on 105.3 The Fan was, well, what do you expect the guy to say? He's not going to fire his friend on the radio. Jason Garrett had every opportunity to talk to Scott Linehan after the Cowboys lost to the Rams, and if he didn't make a decision about Scott Linehan until after the Rams game, he hasn't been watching the same season that we have, which would be concerning to a different degree. But, you know, we will see. The great point on Periscope that we saw it from the Minnesota Vikings and Jacksonville Jaguars this season. You look at them, they seemed like teams that were on the cusp. They were in conference championships a year ago. A year ago at this time, the Minnesota Vikings and Jacksonville Jaguars were one step away from the Super Bowl. They looked like they were going to be back. They looked like they were going to be just the same teams, and they were limited. They were inhibited. The Vikings had their own sort of set of issues, but the Jacksonville Jaguars equivalent of Scott Linehan is Blake Bortles. I know that that sounds ridiculous, but Scott Linehan is to the Dallas Cowboys the way Blake Bortles was to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is a singular piece, a piece that influences the entire offense that weighs them down. And you have to move on from that. You have to learn that lesson because you cannot squander what you had, or else you're going to be sitting a year from now and thinking that you made the wrong decision and now you have to rebuild all over the place. You just cannot do that, and let's hope that the Cowboys do not. So that about does it for Monday's episode of Ocho Live. Again, it was kind of jam-packed. There was a lot of news, but with Travis Frederick and Sean Lee and DeMarcus Lawrence and all sorts of things, and Jason Garrett, you know, kind of crisscrossing his message. But it was a Monday. And I know there's a lot of speculation about this every year, but we're not going anywhere. Ocho Live every single day, talking about the Cowboys, and we'll do this together as one family, one unit, uno familia. So we'll be back tomorrow on Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central Time. If you want to join the live show, you can watch on Twitter, Periscope, or the Blog and the Boys Facebook Live. You can always listen to the podcast version of the show if that's your cup of tea. Between now and then, have a great Monday night and have a fantastic Tuesday morning because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Hello, you're listening to Simone de Rochefort, one of the hosts of The Polygon Show. It's a show all about the video games that you'll never have time to play, brought to you by four friends who are just as passionate about food, soft drinks, and TV shows as we are about video games. Every Friday, we bring you a new hour of personal stories, like how we found the best way to play Yakuza 0, or even what happens when you play so much Zelda that you hurt your hands and can't play games anymore. Above all, we just have a really good time talking about the games that we love. Check out the show on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher. You can also find us at Polygon Show on Twitter and send a tweet to say hi. Thanks for listening.